So here's the big question. How do B2B companies generate leads in today's changing market? If you're tired of struggling with sales and marketing, then this is the place to be. In this podcast, we teach you everything you need to know about B2B lead generation today. We are your hosts, Jake Jorgovin and Isaac Marsh, and welcome to the show. This episode is episode 3 of a 3-part series all about LinkedIn prospecting. So if you haven't gone back and listened to episodes 1 and 2 of this so far, definitely recommend checking those out, as in those two episodes, we talk all about the actual lead generation process and how to get more leads and more conversations going on LinkedIn. Now, in this episode, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into what you actually do when you generate those leads, when you actually people start engaging with you and conversing with you. How do you actually convert those leads off of LinkedIn, get them onto phone calls and into actual appointments for your business? So that's what we're going to be diving into in today's episode. But again, if you haven't listened to the first two parts of the series, definitely recommend going back and checking those out. Now, before we do dive into the episode, again, I want to point you to the sponsor of today's show, which is my new company, LeadCookie.com. And at LeadCookie, we are basically running this done-for-you LinkedIn prospecting service. So basically, everything that I'm teaching you in these three episodes, we basically manage and handle this entire process for you. So we basically operate your LinkedIn profile for you, kind of ghost manage it, and generate leads for your business. It's a super passive tactic. Other than actually nurturing the leads and handling the conversations, you don't have to do very much. There is obviously some work to handling leads, but again, your work is handling leads. That's where most people would like to be. So if you are a well-niched agency or consultant and you want more leads for your business, reach out to us at leadcookie.com. And one thing I actually have not mentioned yet on these is that we offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Straight up, I don't want to be a marketer selling services that don't work. So we offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is basically my way of saying, I'm not going to sell you if I don't think this is going to work for you, because that would be silly, because I'm going to have to refund your money. And if for any reason I do think it's going to work for you and I'm wrong and this fails, we're going to refund all your money, and basically you're 100% risk-free on this. So again, interested in our service, head over to leadcookie.com. Basically, guaranteed leads in your inbox or your money back. All right, with all that being said, let's go ahead and dive into this part 3 of this 3-part series, all about how to nurture leads from LinkedIn. All right. So you've been following parts 1 and 2. You've got your profile optimized. You've been ramping up traffic, inbound connection requests. You've been sending outbound connection requests to your target prospects. And you're dripping them messages. And now the leads are rolling in. But now what? What do you say or what do you do whenever you actually get those leads on LinkedIn? Well, in this episode, I'm going to go through 10 tips on how to nurture leads through LinkedIn. And again, if you follow these simple 10 tips, you're going to see probably 2 to 3x the results of what you would see as if you just kind of were winging it on your own. So again, useful stuff here. And if you can put in all the work to get these tactics going, follow this advice and you're going to see much more conversion and much more results. So the first tip I have for you is to always think about starting conversations. Your goal with this is not to close a deal or make a sale or pitch someone on LinkedIn. Your goal is really to pique their interest and then move them to a conversation or to a phone call or a meeting. So whenever someone responds to you, you want to just kind of look at it as a way to start a conversation. So, here I have an example in front of me where someone says, hey, pleased to meet you. Thanks for reaching out. It's hard to ignore your value proposition. That's what someone said to me when I started. Hey, and I said, hey, I thanks and appreciate the compliment on the value prop. Good value proposition can be a game changer for your business. Then I was looking into the blank site as I was looking into their agency. And I have to say, I'm very impressed with the work you guys are doing. Just read through a case study for this particular project, and it's really interesting. With the quality of work, finding clients shouldn't be too hard, but let me know if you ever want to talk more. And again, the guy then basically responds and says, hey, you know, this is actually a huge pain point for me finding new clients, because that's basically all I have to do, and it's my entire job 24/7 to basically get new customers for the business. So again, we started a conversation. I just kind of lightly brought up what I did again, but it wasn't, you know, a hard sales pitch. It wasn't me saying that. It was a very casual conversation. And after that, the guy actually gave me his email and requested to set a meeting. So again, simple, casual conversations is the way to start. Pique someone's interest and then move that to a phone call or a meeting. The second tip I have for you is to research your prospects before you respond. And so there's a really simple few quick ways to do this. And if you actually look in the show notes for this, I'm going to have a link to a 2-minute video on how to quickly research and qualify a prospect on LinkedIn. But basically, whenever someone engages me or responds to a message and they look like they have some interest, what I'll typically do is then click on their profile. And I'll skim through their profile a bit, try to learn a bit more about them. I'll look at the company that they're, or maybe they run if I'm targeting a small business, or I'll look at what position they have. Maybe look at a bit more on just like their background. If they are running a company, I'll click into the company and I can see how many employees they have really quickly. And, you know, all these things just start to give you data points on, okay, is this, you know, a small solo person running on their own? Is this a guy that runs a 100-person company? You can even look into the other people that work at the company to say, hey, do they have an internal design team? Do they have an internal technology team? All this stuff you can really kind of research and get a ton of information before you ever even respond to the prospect. So again, tip number 2, simply research them before you respond. Now, tip number 3 is to qualify leads quickly so you don't waste your time. So again, you want to have those conversations going and you want to research them, which will hopefully help you qualify people. But then you also want to qualify, do they have a need or an interest for the service that I'm doing? And so what we typically try to do here is I try to probe with a question that's not overly salesy, but is going to give me the information I need to know if they're a qualified prospect. So for example, one of the questions that I constantly ask is, you know, how do you get most of your clients? And that's a simple one for me because I know if they answer word of mouth and referrals, they're probably someone I can help, and that's a lot of people. We've had other people where we've said, you know, what is holding you back from growing your business? Or we've had other people who have asked, you know, it looks like you have a solid team. Do you do most of the project delivery? Or are you still involved day to day? All of these things kind of give you pretty good indicators about their specific pain points. We've had another one. We had a woman who could qualify them simply by looking at their website. She's doing web design, so she could basically go take a look at their website and see if, you know, it was bad and if it needed improvement, and she could simply qualify them that way. So the simple thing is basically, can you ask them a question that's going to qualify them, or can you qualify them through research in some way? But basically, a lot of people are going to respond and engage, and so you want to qualify which ones are the good leads quickly so you don't waste your time. Now, tip number 4 is what to do when someone asks for your pitch. So you'll often have people on here where it says, cool, let me know a bit more about what you do, you know, or hey, what can you do to help me? You'll have constantly have people like that, and that's not a bad thing. Sometimes it seems a little off-putting at times, but the simple way is whenever someone gives you your pitch, you want to respond pretty short and concisely. Sometimes people see this, someone writes, hey, tell me more about what you do. They write one sentence back, and I see people write a novel in response to them, and that's not a good thing because people aren't going to read that. So what you want to do is keep that short and sweet. So for example, I had a guy here who said, cool, let me know more about what you do. And I said, sure thing, Paul. I focus on helping agencies and consultants win more clients through a mixture of consulting and done-for-you outreach services. The client list for your agency, which I put the name in there, looks quite impressive. I'm curious, how do you get most of your clients? So again, I basically kept my response short and sweet, and then I probed and asked a question that was going to help me actually qualify him. So again, that's kind of the general framework I say is that keep your pitch short. I would say 2 to 3 sentences max, and then ask them questions. and basically use that question to kind of qualify them. But again, you don't want to write a novel. You want to keep your pitch short, sweet, to the point, pique their interest, and then ask them a question to keep the conversation going. And then tip number 5 is what to do when someone starts a non-business conversation. So again, you're on LinkedIn. It's a different thing. It's not just a cold email, but you'll have people that'll respond and say, oh, hey, what part of St. Louis do you live in? Or what part of San Francisco do you live in? And you'll have these kind of people that just respond with and just kind of go off totally unrelated to business or anything. And that's not a bad thing, but it is something that where you do have to kind of nurture and steer that around to business and qualify them pretty quickly. So again, simple thing to do when someone starts a non-business conversation: respond, answer their question, and then try to ask them a question that's going to steer the conversation back toward business. Go toward that qualifying, maybe comment on their position or the company that they own or work with, and use that to try to steer that conversation back toward business and maybe ask one of those qualifying questions. Now, tip number 6 is that you're going to need to follow up every now and then. Because the truth is that the LinkedIn inbox is not the most advanced thing in the world, and it's not as easy to use as InMail. And so you're often going to have people that may actually drop this off, or they may accidentally just not even check it that often, where you might have to nudge them every now and then. So if I kind of am in conversations with someone and I don't hear back for a period of time, I might send them a simple nudge that says, hey, I never heard back from you on this. Let me know if you're interested in talking more. And again, that simple nudge can go a really long way to convert more leads. So just kind of something, that simple approach can really drive that and create more engagement and pull people out that, you know, otherwise would have not converted or died off. So again, recommend trying that out on a pretty regular basis. Typically a timeline of about, I would say, 1 to 2 weeks after someone's gone cold is a good time to kind of nudge them with something like that. Tip number 7 is, you know, what to do when someone comes through that's not qualified. And that's the other thing, is you're going to get a lot of people that when you ask them these qualifying questions, or, you know, they respond to you, they're just not going to be qualified. And some people get kind of on edge because they don't know what to do, or they're like, oh, should I like tell a person, or what should I say to them? Simply put, I would just ignore it or unconnect with them. It is kind of a mass approach that we've talked about and approached in this. So whenever someone comes through that's unqualified, I would just basically move them out of your kind of organization or system for everything. And then basically I would just not respond or even disconnect with them if you're really not interested or if they start trying to sales pitch you. Tip number 8 is to use a calendar booking widget. So very simple one here, but with LinkedIn, you don't actually have your prospect's email address. So it's, you can't just, you know, propose a time and, you know, send them a calendar widget without kind of going around. You could, you know, use some tools to figure that out, but that'd be kind of weird because they never gave you their email. So the typical way that I like to do this is to use a calendar booking widget. This is powerful for a few reasons. One, because again, it allows you to get their email in a way that doesn't feel weird or unethical or would kind of creep them out. And two, people don't check LinkedIn as often as email. So, you know, it's sometimes that back and forth scheduling that you can pull off on email, definitely not ideal with LinkedIn. So if you get a tool like Calendly or Schedule Once or any of those other booking widget tools out there, goes a super long way to just streamline it and make the conversion to the phone call much, much easier. Now, tip number 9 is just a reminder that outbound is a little different from inbound. So you got to remember that when doing this is that not everyone is going to be ready to buy right now. Some people might be interested in your value proposition or what you're doing, but they might not be ready to buy. For anyone who hasn't done any form of outbound, it's a little different where if you get someone that buys right away, that's pretty awesome and that's kind of lucky, but sometimes people need a little bit more time. And so again, you just got to be prepared that with outbound, sometimes the sales cycles are a little longer than with a hot inbound lead who's needing something tomorrow. With outbound, you're kind of showing up on their doorstep, but they might be not as far along in the buying process. So just again, something to be aware of and start to understand that with outbound, the buying cycle is a little bit different than an inbound lead. Now, tip number 10 is to use a text expander. If you've not used a text expander, I use one on Mac called Atext. And there's plenty of other options out there for Windows and everything as well. But a text expander is a little thing where, say, now for me, I have LIN1, L-I-N-1, saved as a text expander. So if I type that into my computer, it's going to expand into a full message, like template, basically, that I can use. And it's not to say that I'm going to send everyone templated stuff, but I may use pretty standard responses at times to kind of, you know, for how I at least explain what I do or some of the basic stuff. And so if you're doing a lot of these messages, sometimes a text expander can help speed up your workflow. And then finally, one bonus tip, number 11, you're getting a freebie here, is that if you're still unsure what to do or you don't know what to say to someone, just always remember to just focus on a conversation and ask them a question. People love talking about themselves. And if you haven't ever read How to Win Friends and Influence People, it's a good read. But basically, just ask them about them, talk about them, and people will engage with you and converse with you and eventually then push that around toward a business conversation. So there we go. Those are the 10 tips that, again, we recommend almost all of our clients. We're always teaching all of them to use these whenever nurturing and handling those leads that we generate with LeadCookie. So again, regardless of if you're going and you're going to implement this all on your own or you hire us at LeadCookie to do this for you, these are some of the tips that we recommend people use when actually nurturing and handling those responses to leads on LinkedIn. All right, that concludes part 3 of this 3-part special series on LinkedIn prospecting. What I've given you here in these 3 episodes is a complete end-to-end framework on how to generate leads on your LinkedIn profile. So feel free to go ahead and run all these tactics on your own. I encourage you to use these and grow your business with them. But if you don't have the time, or you don't have the energy, or you just don't have the organization to keep all of this aligned, then reach out to us at leadcookie.com, and we have a done-for-you service that will generate leads on your LinkedIn profile. And again, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if at the end of 30 days you are unhappy with the service for any reason at all, we'll refund 100% of your money, no questions asked. I don't want to be a marketer selling marketing services that don't work. So that's why I'm offering this money-back guarantee. So that way I'm only going to take on people that I know this will be successful for. And if any reason I'm wrong and we're not successful for you, then we're going to refund all of your money. Head over to leadcookie.com, reach out to us, and we look forward to helping you grow your business. And thank you for listening to this awesome 3-part series. I hope you have enjoyed it and got a ton of value out of everything I've taught here in these episodes. Thank you for listening. For show notes from this episode and to download our how-to guide for LinkedIn lead generation, head over to leadcookie.com.